Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now for us to do our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are involved in my weekly TJV program, the Daily Show. We take the stars, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and I play a role in it as well, to go through the top 10 stories. And if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to the hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion, the environment. I guess there was a spill in Russia. Was it off the coast of Russia? And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19. Very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about it?
20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. It's as far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant? I'm not sure the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go to go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
offshore
I first
drilling.
Lived there. And no, it's not drilling. Really, well, there is offshore drilling. You're right, but there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach power plant always has. There's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and that's they feed from the ships the crude oil that fires the power plant, and you can see any day you can see a couple of ships out there. Because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things, on what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things. They have
Twitter. It's been on Trump, yeah. I think. They marked him as... They marked his posts, or some of them. Well, yeah, and
well,
the ones that they
COVID.
Chose...
Well, COVID,
the
ones that they chose the ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political, and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as
who
fake news.
What is integrity? This guy decides?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He has talked about, I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not the social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news. Essentially, if Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
All right.
Well, what they didn't take his tweet down. What they did is they added a message that says that said there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, but something about numerous studies have shown that ballot fraud is not a voter fraud through ballots is not a thing or whatever. Which
if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that
that's
one.
That's another case here in Massachusetts.
I know that that's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his base.
I will tell you, there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other states.
And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So that whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass. And Jennifer has, and I know, excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's...
You just committed to a felony. Okay.
Yeah, but this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
I was doing research. Number eight. Psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people in their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends, all kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? What's happened?
No,
I know that you
destroyed. No.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time on. You've used Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay. That's
but no, I think,
know.
You know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who have to, they work from home full time and they have to do homeschooling. And that's just been, I get agita just hearing them talk about it. So I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I think so too. Yeah, I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answer. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
He uses his iPhone for texting. It's very...
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen. Thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space for the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house. I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I'm not looking into that. All right, here's something. Speaking of the entire family, here's a product that's good for the entire family. Those of you who are on a weight loss kick, the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toplaws.com, has extended a couple of different things that will help you. The Early Bird Summer Special is on right now. Basically, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or let's say you buy three, get three free, or any number over that, it'll be duplicated. You can have some for your family, your friends. It's safe for everybody. A weight loss formula that has no stimulants, has no drugs. All it does is work. Pretty amazing, huh? The science behind it is solid. Scientists, matter of fact, put the formula together, doctors and nurses. The success rate is 86%, very consistent. All the info that's there at their website, toploss.com, with real people talking about their real situations of really losing weight. It's believable. And right now, you can get in on the deal. The BOGO deal is starting with, you know, summertime is just around the corner. Hello, hello. And if you use the DJV code, you don't have to pay any shipping, too. So buy one, get one free, or buy three, get one, get three free. And as I said, it's safe for the entire family. So if you all need to go on a diet, this is the way to do it. Go on the diet and also take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Bingo, bango, you're going to be all set. It's very good support for any weight loss program that you're on. It works on its own. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. The discount code is DJV.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Charts for the week of June 1st to the 5th from Talkers Magazine. Number 7 is a focus on China. Now, the latest story from Florida is some Chinese got onto, was it an Air Force base or an Army?
Yes,
how'd they get on?
Naval base. Key West. Mm-hmm.
How'd they get on?
I don't know. I guess on Key, if you're visiting Key West, they trespassed. They
really?
Were just, they wandered on, took photos and video.
But they were up to no good.
Busted. Yep, they here's got what, busted.
Here's how I've been thinking about this story. So my dad, the great Mike Horn, always, like, could get into places because he just always says, well, you just look like you know what you're doing. And you do this, Doug. You know, you just look like you know where you're going. And
I just keep
you
going
can usually,
until somebody tells me to stop.
And never turn to look to the side. What I'm getting here is they're doing the opposite. They're looking confused, like they don't speak the language, and they're just wandering right into these really high-security locations.
Yeah, they're not good actors because apparently all of these people spoke English well and were found out. And so what is there to trust? And I think my understanding of the situation here leads us to believe that it's hard to trust people that are Chinese. It really is. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number six, as we continue to review all the items on the chart, this is Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and you to, this is a great exercise. I enjoy doing this every week with the ladies who are on the DJV program with me. This gives us a chance. We talked about most of these things, or all of them, during the course of the week on the DJV program, and now we have a chance to sort of put them all together tightly because of the research that, as I say, is published every week. These stories and people, those lists are at talkers.com. So number six on the list is the economy and the PPP, which is the payroll protection plan, mentioning the plight of the airlines, pretty good bellwether. A couple of things from business this week. AMC Theaters declaring bankruptcy and basically saying that they're going to be sold to Amazon because they wouldn't reopen on their own. I think that's one. And look at, wasn't JCPenney that declared after bankruptcy to close?
I think they're closing 154 stores by the summer. I read that.
Yep. Meanwhile, shares of American Airlines Group soared this week because they announced plans to rebuild their summer flight schedule. They say that there is demand that's increasing like by 90%. They're going to fly 55-60% of their domestic schedule, 20% of the international routes in July, but the numbers are way down. And the way they're doing it, I'm taking a trip in a week, and they're putting people in first class. You're not sitting next to anybody or in front or behind anybody, so they carry half as many people there. And in the back, pretty much the same thing, at least the way they told me. They were skipping every other row, and they only put two people in seats in each row instead of three. So that's at least half the plane is going to be. So even if they run their full schedule, they're going to still carry half as many people. But it's better than keeping the planes on the ground and having no ability to go anywhere. So there's that. Plus, from my own perspective, I applied for and got help for my business, and Jennifer did too for her business, the payroll protection plan. At first, I was not critical. I don't think it was fair to be critical. This was something that they grabbed trying to help people as fast as they could, because it was necessary. And so it needed to be ironed out. There's been some legislation that's changed that reality so that it's easier to use
all
the
PPP. Money that went to those huge companies at first, it was a mess in
ridiculous.
The beginning.
Ridiculous, yeah.
But I think the reason for it is that, well, I think because they tried to roll it out so quickly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the banks, my experience was that because there were a lot of big banks involved and none of them wanted to service the loans because they weren't going to make any money on them, that it just caused huge delays and stuff. But it seemed like once the process started rolling, it was pretty easy. Like once you actually got in queue and you filled out your paperwork, it was pretty easy to roll, actually.
Yeah. Right. But you had to have a good relationship with the bank.
Yeah. And Jen's right about the banks because I think it was Wells Fargo and Bank of America. There were a bunch of banks that it turned out that they were shuffling the pile and they were just giving loans to, you know, people that they knew would pay them back.
I was stuck to Wells Fargo. Well, it wasn't even the ones that would pay them back. It was the big businesses because they were making 1% on the loan. So they would go for the ones that were asking for the high dollar amounts, and then the small businesses that had the low dollar amount, they were putting at the end of the pile.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, I do business with a small bank, so I got into the pile with everybody else that's at the bank.
Right.
This is not, they didn't take new customers. They just helped the customers that they have. And so that was, you know, a lot of local developers, plumbers, guys like me that have independent businesses, all. But the bank president and the people in the bank knew these folks, so they didn't have to do a lot of scrutinizing. I said, okay, yep, you deserve this, and under the circumstances, you deserve that, and you apply, and here's the number, and bingo, bango. That's how it was taken care of. But there's a lot more money supposedly on the table, and whether I like as a farmer, ag's now getting some benefit out of all of this. All right, top five items coming up in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cards or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the street, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Large protests against racism and police brutality in support of the Black Lives Matter movement have taken place throughout Europe and further afield. I can't breathe. The last few words uttered by George Floyd before his death have resonated around the globe. In London, thousands of people congregated around the US Embassy for the second day running. In Rome, protesters held a peaceful yet noisy rally holding placards that read, Black Lives Matter, and it's a white problem. One protester standing outside the US Embassy in Hong Kong noted that George Floyd's death affects everyone.
It is a global issue. People around the world will be looking at the US and thinking to themselves that obviously black lives don't seem to matter that much.
The demos in Rome, London and Hong Kong came a day after largely peaceful anti-racism protests took place in cities from Australia to Europe to the US.
A California police officer was killed after an ambush. USA Radio's John Hunt has the details.
A call about a suspicious van led to an ambush that resulted in the death of a Northern California sheriff's deputy and injuries to two other law enforcement officers. Sergeant Damon Gutzweiler was fatally shot during the confrontation in Santa Cruz. A second deputy was injured. The third officer from the California Highway Patrol was shot in the hand. Gutzweiler was a married father of one child, with the second child on the way. The suspect, identified as Stephen Carrillo, was shot during his capture and is being treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour now, we resume our overview. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the people. Maybe I'll just go through the people list quickly before we get back to the top five on the story list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. Number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. And we're talking about the whole business of social media. Number 9, William Barr. Number 8, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 7, Joe Biden. Tom Cotton is 6, Drew Brees is 5, Bill de Blasio is 4, James Mattis, Mad Dog, number 3, George Floyd, 2, and Donald Trump, number 1. All right, so we'll weave a couple of those names into the conversation as we get through some more of these stories. Number 5, to review quickly, number 10 is the environment and the Russian oil spill, number 9, social media and using or not using it, psychology of the civil, I think there are two ways of reading into that. We kind of talked about them, what's going on as a result of COVID, but also the psychological impact of all of the pressure coming from the race problems we have in our country. Let's see, China and their, what a joke, relations, using that term, relation. We have no relationship with China that has any value. It's a horror show. Number six, the economy getting a little bit better. Positive signs there. The reopening of America with a focus on education. A lot of colleges this week made announcements as to their plans for the fall. But I haven't heard a lot of public school stuff. Where each of you are in New Jersey, Victoria, and Jennifer in California, what's the public school system saying, if anything, at this point? We know what's going on college campuses, but what about the system, the public school system?
It's funny you should ask, because the L.A. Unified School District actually yesterday just released their plan. They said that it's going to be a hybrid. They shut down their district in mid-March. They say that the new school year could start on August 18th, but they don't know if students, staff, if anybody will be back on campuses, and that more than likely they're going to consider a hybrid schedule. That'll mean that students will only be in the classroom a few hours and a few days per week, and the rest would be done at home, which is going to be really challenging. You know, in L.A., there are a lot of households that have both parents working because they need to stay afloat economically.
Yeah.
And I don't think this ends well. I think there, if you don't have someone overseeing the education of your kid, and if parents right now are home because most businesses were closed down, so it's been a little bit easier. But as companies start to reopen and start to ask their employers to come back, what are they going to do, especially in lower income areas where people just can't afford to have someone stay home? So I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like, but certainly that's what they're considering. I've heard the idea of having the kids go to school on the weekends so that, you know, you'd have different tracks of education, essentially, where one track of kids would go to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The other might go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just to spread it out, because the biggest thing is they're going to make sure that the class sizes are small. So in that respect, maybe that's better news. My mom, as a public school teacher, used to have to deal at the high school level in English classes with 40 to 45, 50 kids in a classroom. And so, you know, they're going to have that class size cut down to 20.
I did, too. I was just thinking about the divisions and the classes that I had. It was very standard to have 40 kids in a class, and I was teaching English and speech. Yeah.
One of the things, I have two girlfriends who are both teachers, and one of the things that a lot of, and they're doing video teleteaching every day, which is exhausting for them, and they need to be back in the classroom with the kids. But one of the things that a lot of parents are learning is that kids really don't need to be in school all day long. They've got about a solid 3 hours of actual learning and work and homework, and then they're done. And so I think the way that that productivity from people working from home is so much higher than what anyone thought it would be.
But you know, Victoria,
I think it's going to change education.
Yeah, but one of the concerns that parents and schools,
concerns.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
And the meals. How many children? We found out I didn't know this until all this started. There's some families that the children eat all of their meals, all three meals at school.
Yeah.
They're
picking up meals.
Right. In L.A., they're still picking up meals.
Yeah.
And so that's been pretty
But think about the social implications of that.
Yeah. It's,
and government implications of that.
You know, there's a lot of focus on anger and race and all of this. Think about what that plan for that I just told you about for L.A. Unified is going to do in vulnerable neighborhoods in my city of Los Angeles. What is that going to do? Instead, this is where I think we misplace a lot of anger. Instead of looking to defund the police, why not look at trying to figure out how we're going to fix this problem with the schools? Is it, you know, help
a lot of people are making the argument that money should go to the schools and that the police don't need more money.
It won't, and we know it, because the way the budget's going to work is they're going to cut that money. They're going to say they're going to sink it into neighborhoods that need it, but that's not going to go to the schools. And I don't know. It's just, it seems that there's a lot of misplaced stuff. The stuff that could be happening right now, there could be a lot of good that comes from it, but I think people are misplacing where the real changes need to be made to ensure that people can have a life that is thriving in the country.
To me, a summer of unrest, and maybe that's part of the things people can protest. Number four on the countdown of the top 10, the health aspects of COVID, the controversy on treatments, things like the Lancet taking back its criticism of using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. The studies are being done now. That's opening up. People are admitting that there is something to that. A lot of other things, hopeful news on the vaccine side, perhaps by the end of the year. The virus, I think it's tough. Didn't we talk about the virus sort of mutating and it's not as tough now? Didn't that come about, or did I do that on the health, the Good Day Health thing? I can't remember.
Anecdotally, it seems to be, it has mutated again, and we know it's gone through several iterations. It seems to be, fewer people are going on ventilators, unless you have, you know, a real respiratory issue, an existing issue.
I think people might be getting treatment sooner. I just read an article, CNN had something actually out, and just read it actually like a few minutes ago, saying that the virus hadn't mutated again, and actually there's been a swell of cases, and I'm sure after the protests probably settle in 14 days from now, we'll probably see a lot more. But I think maybe people are just not waiting so long, and they're actually getting treatment earlier rather than having to go to the hospital to be put on a ventilator. Instead, they're going to their doctor and getting treated ahead of time, which
I don't think we talked about it on the DJV show, but did you talk about that warning about the cough syrup, Doug, with any of our doctors on the show?
Yes,
we didn't do it on the DJV show, that's something that a lot of people need to be aware of. There, look it up. Don't take Robitussin, Delsym, all that stuff. If you think you have COVID-19,
all the popular over-the-counter brands,
Dayquil,
NyQuil,
don't take any of that stuff. It makes it so much worse.
And you can get details on that if you want to listen to our Good Day Health shows at gooddayhealthshow.com as well. Now, number three is the focus on the presidential race. Most interesting thing to come out, for me anyway, this week, was the revelation that Mark Cuban has actually hired a pollster to see if he ought to run for president.
He did.
You thought he was going on cable news for his health? Come on. He's been all over the place.
Well, I think he might be an interesting, candidate. He says what they found out is he'd take votes away from Trump, especially with independents.
I actually think he would take a lot of votes away from Biden, too.
I do, too.
There are a lot of people who are underwhelmed.
Well, he said that I think for independents, he polled at like 77%. He basically won as an independent, but he overall against Trump and Biden, he would only get about 25% of the vote. That's why he backed out.
Right. Yep. Right. What a great combination, Bloomberg and Cuban president and vice president. Well, that'd be a
great
ticket.
Who would take
the
vice presidential position?
Egos.
Those egos. I don't know about that.
I know. Yep. Here's something that is not nonsensical for those of you who are interested in getting the best night's rest ever. Keep yourself healthy. It's summertime and the windows are open. You got fresh air. It's lovely going into your bedroom at night, climbing into the sheets. Hopefully you got those Giza sheets from MyPillow and the MyPillows that have been washed and dried and are fresh. And you can, what do you do, Jennifer? You sort of form the pillow to your head and your neck. That's what's really cool.
Yeah, I curl it up and put it right in that spot, right where my neck and my head have that separation. Oh, so much better on my neck, which is extremely tense these days.
Yes, it is. And Father's Day is around the corner, so a good Father's Day present is getting some pillows for your father's bed. Get them right now by going to MyPillow.com, all the pillows. You can get them a whole assortment of pillows, the roll-and-go anywhere pillows, the regular pillows they've got. Buy one, get one free with all the pillows at MyPillow.com. Maybe you get, I think the pillow is the best Father's Day gift of all the things, but you can look over all the items that they have. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, see what's there, and get a bunch of really cool things for your dad for Father's Day. Then you go online today and get them certainly in plenty of time for Father's Day. All the deals are at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV at checkout.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, is a condition in which your kidneys lose their ability to function properly. Age is one of several risk factors that can lead to this disease.
Once we hit around the age of 40, we all lose about 1% of kidney function per year. But the most common causes of kidney failure are diabetes and hypertension.
Dr. LaTanya Hickson says that unfortunately, it's not until the advanced stages of disease that you might notice symptoms.
We may lose so much protein in our urine that when we go to the restroom, it looks like we poured beer in the toilet. The foam that builds up from all the protein that's lost. And for certain, once we start to gain a lot of water weight or fluid weight and we become short of breath, those are very classic signs that things have progressed.
A simple blood test and urinalysis can catch the problem early before damage becomes irreversible. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
So as we continue to self-isolate in this country, technology is playing a big role to help us connect socially, to entertain us, and yes, even keep us fit. Amber Mack is an author, speaker, and tech expert here to tell us how technology can help keep us in shape.
All of a sudden, many of us are at home and not getting any exercise and not really moving. And the good news is that there are a couple things you can do. One is to check out your local gyms. Many gyms are offering free online fitness classes, which is a fantastic way to stay in shape and feel as though you're part of a community. But there's also a couple of apps that I'd like to recommend. There's one called a 7-Minute Workout, which for many people, 7 minutes is not a big part of your day. And Sworkit, that's Sworkit. And that's another app that allows you to do those at-home workouts.
For more tips and tricks, check out AmberMack.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the top two items, pretty much, well, the surprise is that COVID is not number one or number two or number three this week for the first time in months. The race relations, civil unrest situation, I said, this is going to be my only comment here, that I think we've glorified George Floyd, and there are other people who've had this problem that deserve as much attention as he. So, having said that, Jennifer, Victoria, what are your thoughts on where we are with all of this?
I agree. I agree with you on that. I think that we're in a really bad time. I think all of us have had an emotional week dealing with all of the unrest, with the images, the horrible images that we've seen. And, you know, I pray for our country, because I think that this is a lot for us to deal with, and certainly hopefully positive will come from it. I don't think defunding police and giving up law and order, however, is the right move.
Victoria?
I've had it, like Jen said, it's been a very emotional week, and the best thing that's come about it is a lot of dialogue. A lot of our, you know, my black friends are telling stories that I never even knew, and it's been such an emotional week, and I have a lot of friends in a lot of pain. So I just hope that, you know, we can all figure out some way to move forward together.
Yep, let's do that. That's the way to do it. Can't do anything about the past. Move forward into the future. Take today one day at a time. All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It is my pleasure here on the DJV program to again welcome to the program Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calidfrin. By this time, I think almost 3 years, we've been talking about this product on the air and the various ramifications, the need for it, justification for it, all kinds of things, great deals. I have you on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, which goes to facebook.com/Calidfrin and toploss.com. And the things that I see there, Elizabeth, are heartening because one of the things that people always ask me about this, and I'm sure they ask you and others on the staff, how do I know that the reviews, that the success rate, that the things that you say in the messages that you have online and on your website are true? And I think one of the things that's cool about this is that you verify the reviews, the information, the items that will make a difference to people are verified. And I think that that's an important thing for people, especially in this day and age when we don't know who to believe or what to believe.
Exactly. You know, it's just like on Amazon. You know, when I'm shopping on Amazon, I'm going to read the reviews. And you really have to do that, especially with a product like Calitrin, a weight loss supplement. You want to hear people who are seeing results with it. And we actually use a third party to verify our reviews and post them for us. It's called Doppo. So if you're on there, you'll see like the little sticker right there. But they just make sure that whoever posted the review has an order number with their associated with their email address before it gets posted. And then when it's posted, I mean, those are people that have taken Calitrin and tried Calitrin. I think we've got a 3.7 star rating on there out of 4. So, you know, you can trust that this product does what it says it's going to do. Our huge 86% success rate is with our 90-day program. And we do want to, you know, just stress to people this is not a quick fix. There's no drugs or stimulants in this product to make it work quickly, but it is good for you. And our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. And on top of that, we're going to do everything that we can to help you see the results with this product, too. So this isn't a product that you're buying off a shelf. and saying, you know, good luck, hope it works for you. You know, you get a team of support to help you. We really, truly want to help you see results with this product.
Well, there's so much information. I don't mean to suggest that it's overwhelming, but there's so much we are approach. You know how we get. I think I talk about this on the air all the time. We have messages. The average person is confronted by 3,200 messages a day to do something, buy something, act in a certain way. So there's so much out there that we have to contemplate. And one of the things that's refreshing about Calitrin and the Top Loss website is that you can go in and see, you can go anywhere and see all kinds of information, not only about how it works, the brochure that Calitrin has put forth that explains what you do daily, some weight loss tips that go with managing this, taking the capsules of 4 capsules at night, all that sort of thing. And it's refreshing because it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't go all over the place. It's very focused.
Exactly. You know, and we do try to be transparent with everything. You know, the ingredients are listed on there, the directions on how to take it, everything that customers ask us, you know, how does it work? How does it work for sleep? How does it help with joint pain? Also, if you go on Facebook, you can read the reviews on Facebook. You can see the comments, what people are saying about it on there too. And then, of course, you know, if you're a science person and you like reading about, you know, how exactly does this work to help you lose weight, we've got a science page on there so you can see how it works to rebuilding muscle tissue and terms that, you know, are above my head, but that rev up your metabolism. So you're seeing true results with this product, and it's not just another gimmick.
Well, and the other thing is you go to the Facebook page of the website, there's a chat room. If you have any questions, you can have immediate chat with somebody who's in your office during the office day. So if you want to look better, the bottom line is here. Want to look better, feel better, get results. What's the deal at the moment? When we go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, what are people going to get there that's extraordinary?
Well, the DJV promo code is going to get you free shipping on all orders. So whether you have 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, that's going to get you free shipping. And then we have an early bird summer sale going on right now where it's the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. I know we're smack dab in the middle of weight loss season right now, and a lot of people are, you know, have put on weight during the coronavirus.
So
if you're ready to get started, we've got a great special.
All right, so after you buy 3, you get 3 free, sort of buy 1, get 1 free. That's all at toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Our thanks to Elizabeth Miller for the update on all the things going on using the help from Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs whatsoever. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.